Welcome to episode 281, Music from A to Z. Haven't done an episode in a while. I'm going to talk about something that is really important in terms of musicians, especially relating to social media, content creation, and just getting yourself out there. A lot of times, we are very afraid of being judged. And this is a recurring theme. I talk about this on the podcast a lot. And we use all sorts of excuses, which sometimes might be really, we don't think they're excuses, we think they're real reasons. But a lot of times, you know, when you really examine, there's usually a reason behind the reason. What I mean is this. I've met people who say, you know, I can't do a YouTube video, I don't have the right camera, I don't have the right phone, I don't have the right microphone, I don't have the right lights, I don't have the right setting. You know, all sorts of stuff. Or, you know, I can't post on Instagram because of, you know, the color on the camera, you know, doesn't capture it very well. I need to synchronize it with the software. I need to get a better mic. I need to get better equipment. And a lot of times it's just like, you know, gear related explanations why you can't do something. And the truth is, I've been creating content with whatever gear I had. I remember, now I have a nice phone and I'm very happy I have this phone. But prior to this, I was just using whatever phone I had. And on whatever gear I had, I just used it to create content. And now if I go back years and years before this, if I look at the older videos, they're not that good in terms of the quality of the video or the audio. But the content was there. And whenever you create content, or you record something, or you record a performance, or you post something, it's practice, you know. It's really practice. And you might not get the best sound, or might not get the best video, but it is still part of the creative process. And I think a lot of times we are trying to get this perfect thing out there as musicians, as creatives. We want to get the perfect thing because we don't want to be judged for one video. It's like, oh my god, his video sucks, or you know, her video sucks, or their video sucks, or it's not very good, you know. And yes, there is a minimum quality that you need to adhere to. It has to be audible, it has to be clear, you know, there has to be enough light so you can see things. But I've seen a lot of my friends, they can achieve that, and they're aiming for something much higher that is not necessarily to get started. Yes, you can always improve. Yes, you can always buy better cameras, better lens. But don't let that stop you from starting something, because there is content and there is the technology of delivering that content. You know, the quality of the video, the quality of the audio, the idea itself should be documented. And I mean, of course, if you're phone really is you know, not good at all, then of course you need to invest in basic equipment. But don't, after you get the basic equipment, start making stuff, because people need to know you exist. And nowadays, if you're not on social media, if you don't post stuff, you don't exist in terms of visibility to an audience that wants to find you. So you really have to do it if you want to be known. And if people don't know you because people don't see you, you can't blame anyone else but yourself if you already have the basic equipment. You know, you can be resourceful. You can do this. If you don't have a good enough phone, someone out there has a spare phone that they're not using. Someone has a spare iPad that or a tablet that they're not using. So don't let lack of equipment stop you from being creative. Get over the fear and make art. Get over the fear and make content. Just start, okay? And that is my spiel today. Peace out.